Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In Sudan's North Darfur state, an already catastrophic situation has become even worse over the past few weeks. This is particularly clear in Zamzam, one of Sudan's largest refugee camps for internally displaced persons. According to the United Nations, violence in and around the Zamzam displacement camp, which hosts hundreds of thousands of civilians, has further intensified. The UN Human Rights Office has confirmed reports of summary executions of civilians in areas that have changed hands, and warns that in White Nile State, a wave of attacks earlier this month is reported to have killed scores of civilians. At the same time, both the World Food Program and Doctors Without Borders, the main providers of health and nutrition services in Zamzam, have announced that due to the violence, they have suspended their activities there. The United States continues to call on Sudan's warring parties to cease hostilities, allow unhindered humanitarian access, and protect civilians, said U.S. Minister Counselor at the UN, John Kelly.
This brutal conflict has caused the world's largest humanitarian catastrophe, leaving over 630,000 Sudanese experiencing the worst famine in Sudan's recent history. Over 30 million people in need of humanitarian assistance, 12.5 million people displaced, and tens of thousands dead. For this reason, the warring parties should facilitate the flow of aid across all border and cross-line routes to all parts of Sudan.
We have made clear to both sides our interest is in the restoration of peace and an end to the conflict, said Ambassador Kelly.
Both belligerents have committed atrocities, and the perpetrators must be held accountable. All warring parties must protect civilians and allow unhindered humanitarian access. We are gravely concerned with the RSF's ongoing attacks on the Zamzam IDP camp in northern Darfur and reports militias allied with the SAF are using civilians as human shields. We have urged the RSF to end its attacks on displaced civilians in Zamzam and urged the SAF to ensure civilians and humanitarian workers can move freely in and out of Zamzam.
The ongoing war in Sudan is catastrophic and the cause of the world's largest humanitarian crisis. Its continued escalation is a threat to the stability and security of the region and beyond, said Ambassador Kelly. The United States is focused on resolving this crisis.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.